Hi.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm Mary. We were talking a few minutes ago, well, like half an hour ago, I think, about a survey, and you asked me to call you back to complete it.
Okay. Yes. What else would you need?
There are a couple of questions that I still need to ask you, so I will start. Don't worry, we are not going to start over. Actually, I have saved all of the previous, so we will continue from where we were at that point, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. The options are, I don't know enough about the candidate because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. It is too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote. And racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
All right, repeat the question again because it's a loaded question.
Don't worry. So the question is, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. The options are, I don't know enough about the candidates because elections are rich and my vote won't matter. It is too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
All right. Voting doesn't change anything. All right. That's the one I would pick.
Okay.
I know I have two answers, but I'll just choose one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, next question. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. The options are all politicians, Democrats, MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, or none of the above.
I would say Republican in this case, because, I mean, they're the ones who always gerrymandering the different, I mean, districts. So I would say Republicans in this case.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answer. Okay, next question. Below, it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, a 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first threat is allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
You want an honest answer?
If you like, we just need right now a number from 0 to 10 to let's call it grade this statement.
Because, I mean, the question itself is a loaded question, and in honesty, it's not politician. I mean, politician, how would I put it? It is the way it is now. 90% of the laws are passed in our country by Congress or the House. It's for wealthy corporations. So the question to me would make sense. Anything, any bills or any laws that would benefit the American people, it's a struggle to pass. Anything for a corporation or wealthy individual, pass within weeks. they call them lobbies. So the question is not really a question because it is the way it is now.
Okay. All right. And from the scale from zero being not concerned, this is in regards to
I'm not concerned
you.
About it because right now it is the way it is. So zero.
Okay.
I'm not concerned
okay.
because it is the way it is. Unless they change the laws, then it would be senseless talking about it.
Okay. Okay, I do understand. Thank you.
You understand? You understand me?
Yes. Don't worry. I do understand. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The second statement is sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. Is this something that concerns that very concerns you or not concerns you at all? Or
it should,
in between?
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. You know, so there are people shouldn't go to jail for mistakes. Mistake is a mistake.
So in this case, what number would you give to this?
Concern. It was a number. You said concern. So.
Yeah. I mean, it is on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 being very concerned and 0 not concerned at all. So how...
I would say...
Sorry?
I would say 10.
10. Okay. All right. Then the next thing.
You should not go to jail for making mistakes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, if the next statement, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Everybody should be prosecuted when they do something illegal.
Okay. All right. So from 0 to 10, what number would you give it?
10. They should
10.
Be prosecuted.
Okay. Thank you. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. What number would you assign
10.
To this then? Okay.
They should
All right.
not.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the next statement. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Increase political violence. I mean, I don't understand the question. What do you mean, increase political violence?
This is just a general statement. Increasing political violence in response to American elections or acts of violence that are in response to the any type of relation to the American elections.
There should not be any violence. For one to exercise their rights, so no, I would say no.
So you are not concerned about this, or how much concern are you?
Oh, I'm concerned about the violence. What I'm saying, yeah, I'm concerned about the
mm-hmm.
political violence if there is.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be a case where there is a political violence against anyone for expressing how they feel or their views on any issues that concern the country.
Oh, I do understand. So what number would you provide to this?
I would say 10. I'm concerned
10.
About it.
Okay. And the next statement, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
0. No, 1.
1. Okay. All right. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
0.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
0.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
0.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we're going on the next question. This is shorter. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? A big problem, somewhat a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Not a problem. Not where I live.
Okay, thank you. Have you or anyone you've personally known experienced any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
Not in my presence.
Okay, thank you. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, a 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10, yes?
I could not, because I don't know what statement it is.
No, don't worry, I will read them. I'm just explaining. I will read them. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 statements. Okay, the first statement. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
That's a true statement.
Sorry?
That's a true statement.
So in this case, are you concerned or not concerned, or any number in between?
I'm concerned.
Okay. So would you say that your concern is at 10 or less?
Pardon?
Is your concern at a 10 or a different number?
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Okay.
Concerned.
You will put this at 10?
Is it a 10, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, second statement. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves.
Both parties are the same, and when it comes on to that.
Okay, but is this something that concerns you, not concerns you, or neither concerns or nor unconcerned?
Right now, it doesn't concern me because none of them are different when it comes down to that.
Okay.
All of them in office are for power, so that doesn't concern.
Okay, what number would you assign to this?
0.
0. Okay, thank you.
Because both are the same.
Okay, thank you very much. Third statement. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. So from 0 to 10, what number would you assign of your concern to this?
10.
10, okay. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
Well, that wouldn't be a fair statement, because both parties are guilty of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not a Republican, it's both Democrat and Republican. They are guilty of doing the same thing. The tax code is only for the wealthy, so am I concerned? Yes. Am I gonna... I don't know.
Yeah.
So 0. I don't concern about it.
Okay.
Because they are both the same. I can't take sides.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the answer. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. I will read the list now. Engaging in civil disobedience, posting on social media, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, boycotting a company, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, attending city council meetings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in direct actions like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings.
I'll pass that one because I don't even know how to answer that one.
Okay. Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you just have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
0s, you don't have no power at all.
One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you like me to read the options?
No, neither parties.
Okay. All right. Okay. And if you have to choose... give me just a moment. Let me just...
If I have to do
vote. Again, it's kind of the same question. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote of the candidates?
No.
Okay. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Neither. Neither three. I was a Democrat, but I'm neither. For right now, no. I am neither Democrat nor Republican. Because neither party works for the American people.
But if you have to choose between one of these three options?
None of three. Because none of them work for the people of the country.
But in this case, we really need to go and choose one.
I would say independent.
Thank you. Okay, do you learn more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic?
I learn more?
Yeah. Do you learn more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
In conservative level will be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with friends or family member, or something else?
Owner. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We're about to finish. We're just missing around 3 questions more. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Both of them or just one?
Both of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden? Okay.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
My parents.
Sorry?
Did I say my parents?
No. Which of the following best describe your current employment status?
Self-employed.
Okay. Will be this full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. All right, and this is the last one. Last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all of the sources before taxes? Would you like me to read the categories, or would you like me to give a number and I put it between? We have from 0 to over $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, there are in between categories. If you like, I can read one by one, but there are like 12.
Just put in a number. I don't know.
Just give me a number that I can allocate between the categories.
Say $50,000.
Okay. Okay. All right, and this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I truly appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
Have a great evening.
Have a great day.
Hope I didn't give you too much of a hard time.
No, no, not at all. Thank you very much.
Okay, ma'am. Be safe.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.